caught the train at Albany, and to the porter said, "Put me off at Buffalo." He was tired and took a sleeper, and says, "Now I'll go to bed, just to rest an hour or so." In an undertone he murmured, "Now I lay me down to wink, put me off at Buffalo." Then he tipped the porter, saying, "Poor old boy, come have a drink, put me off at Buffalo. Oh, oh, don't forget to put me off at Buffalo. Oh, oh, my berth is lower 5. If you find me hard to wake, oh, don't be afraid to shake, throw me off there, dead or alive." "Mr. Porter, when you call me in the morn," he says, "I'll kick, but of course it doesn't go. No matter what I say, just remember I'm the jay that goes off the train when you get to Buffalo." The porter started drinking, and you'd think he owned the road when he got to Buffalo. The train was way behind the engineer, he had a load. "Take water," he says, "no, no." When the porter went to call his man, he got at the wrong berth, says, "Get off at Buffalo." Oh, the man, he says, "You're wrong, old boy, look out, you'll tear my shirt, I don't get off at Buffalo. Oh, oh, don't tell me you won't get off at Buffalo. Oh, oh, be quick and grab your clothes. Here's the hardest guy to wake," said the porter with a shake. They exchanged some good hard blows. Oh, the porter got a soaker, but he fired the man with a crash through the window he did go. Then the man they should awoke in his sleep says, "That's a joke. Put me off the train when we get to Buffalo." When the brakeman shouted, "Cleveland," why, the man jumped out of bed and says, "We've gone through Buffalo." Then he saw the poor old porter with a bandage on his head, and his eyes swelled out, oh, oh. His whiskers, they were sandy, in the sand he'd done a jig, "Put me off at Buffalo." He says, "My wife was waiting at the depot with the rig, take me back to Buffalo." "Oh, I thought I told you, put me off at Buffalo. Oh, oh, there's trouble in the air." Oh, the porter shook with fright, yes, he turned from black to white. Oh, how that coon did stare. "I'm a dead nigger now," he whispered to himself. "It's my last trip on this road, I know. My goodness sakes alive, here's the gent in number 5. I put the wrong man off the train at Buffalo."